This whole book has been about how to think systematically about tough, important decisions. But now we need to address a different category of decision-making errors we call psychological traps. These errors happen because our minds sometimes play serious tricks on us. We can't rid our minds of these ingrained flaws. We can learn how to understand the traps and compensate for them. In this session, we look at some of the most common psychological traps and how they affect our decision-making. If we familiarize ourselves with these traps, we'll be better able to ensure that the decisions we make are sound. The best protection against these traps is awareness. Let's explore what each of these traps are. The first trap has a tendency to over-rely on our first thoughts. This is called the anchoring trap. With anchoring, the mind gives too much weight to the first information it receives. Your initial impressions, ideas, estimates, or data anchor your subsequent thoughts. Keep on keeping on, the status quo trap. In this case, you may display a strong bias towards alternatives that perpetuate the current situation, or the status quo. Maintaining the status quo may indeed be the best choice, but you don't want to choose it just because it's the status quo. Protecting earlier choices, or the sunk cost trap. We tend to make choices in a way that justifies past choices, even if those past choices no longer seem valid. However, the expended time and money are sunk costs and not recoverable and shouldn't influence your current decision. Seeing what you want to see, the confirming evidence trap. In this case, we tend to seek out information that supports our point of view while avoiding information that does not. Of course, there's always the posing the wrong question or the framing trap. Here it is all about framing the question. Research shows that if you frame a question as a gain versus a loss, it will bias the responses. The same problem can elicit very different responses depending on how it's framed. When posed as a gain, people tend to be risk-averse, but they are risk-seeking when the same problem is posed as avoiding losses. Additionally, people are susceptible to reference points that are ingrained in the problem. Being too sure of yourself, the overconfidence trap. This trap goes back to the idea of anchoring. When you're deciding on a value, your initial estimate becomes your anchor, and you tend to focus on mid-range possibility from this anchor point. This may lead to overconfidence or too narrow a range. Focusing on dramatic events, the recallability trap. We tend to exaggerate the probability of rare or catastrophic events because they receive more attention, which tends to distort our ability to recall them in a balanced way. Negating relevant information, the base rate trap. The base rate refers to the dominant probability of the question you are considering. For example, in your book, they pose this scenario. Donald Jones is either a librarian or a salesman. His personality can be best described as retiring. What are the odds that he is a librarian? The base rate here is the chances that he is a librarian, not that because he has a retiring personality, he is a librarian. You need to look at the probability that he is a male librarian versus a male salesperson first. Male salesmen far outnumber male librarians, so chances are very slim that he is a librarian, regardless of his personality type. Slanting probabilities and estimates, the prudence trap. To be prudent, you may have a tendency to estimate the probability on the safe side. These just-to-be-safe adjustments, if slanted similarly by everyone, can cascade to agree that it makes the aggregated judgments horribly inaccurate. Seeing patterns where none exist, the outguessing randomness trap. I am sure we have all seen or heard of an instance when someone is having a great string of luck and someone tells that person they should play the lottery. No matter how lucky you are, random events are just that, random. Dice rolls or lotteries have neither memory nor conscience. They are uninfluenced by previous events. Similar to this, we have the going mystical about coincidences, the surprised by surprises trap. This trap results from a failure or unwillingness to give reality its sometimes surprising due. Now that we understand the psychological traps that we are susceptible to, let's look at what can you do about it. In a nutshell, forewarned is forearmed. Each trap has specific suggestions, but in general, awareness of the traps is your best defense. If you feel you are predisposed to fall into any of these traps, I suggest that you explore specific solutions to each that are listed in your book. But for this discussion, I will hit on some of the highlights. View each decision problem from disparate perspectives, being aware of the various traps to which you may be susceptible. Also, be open-minded and seek information and opinion from others, but think about the problem on your own first so you won't be unduly influenced. Get opinions from those not impacted or involved in an earlier decision. And also, it's sometimes nice to ask someone to play devil's advocate. Always reflect back to your objectives. Does the solution really make sense? There is never only one alternative. Look for and examine others. Don't exaggerate the cost and effort it would take to switch to another alternative. Don't avoid making a hard choice just because it's hard. Choose always the best alternative. Set aside any concerns about sunk costs. Warren Buffett said, "When you find yourself in a hole, the best thing you can do is stop digging." Be conscious of how you frame your problems and ensure that the frame supports your objectives. Otherwise, reframe it to avoid distortions. Routinely challenge your own experts and data. Substitute fact for opinion whenever possible. Be aware of situations where your memory may be unduly swayed or distorted. Pay close attention to what the appropriate base rate data shows, and be disciplined about your assessment of probabilities. Well, now that you're aware of the traps and some of the things to keep in mind, you should have no problems avoiding them.